Nancy masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan is a shout out Friday from the 469. Can I get a shout out for my son Noah? He and three other kids got selected for the spelling bee for his school. Congratulations. Obviously, a lot of folks saying shout out to David Koechner for being awesome, and hopefully you go see him at Hyenas.
What is that again? Is it Saturday?
Today and tomorrow, and then Sunday is the office trivia night.
All right. I'm tweeting out a picture that he just took.
It is a great picture. From the 214, shout out to my stepson, Tristan, going through boot camp for the Air Force, headed to the State Fair with my daughter, Jolene, and saw they're putting a Pluckers in Mesquite by the movie theater. Amen. Love the show. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
I saw there's a new
HEB
coming into the Metroplex, but it's definitely not south of the Trinity.
Where is it going?
I forget. Somebody sent me a text.
Okay.
While I was I was in Italy. But I saw on Twitter, they're like, oh, and not one in Oak Cliff, but I forget what town. But congratulations to that town.
Now, congratulations to all of us, because we get the C Block starring Corey Major.
Yeah, how do you follow that? You know, is the question that you start off with.
With a set. I think you pretend you're a comedian.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I have nothing prepared at the moment. But I did want to ask you a question, Mike. This is a baseball question.
Ooh.
Kevin, you saw this news where I wanted to discuss this with Mike. Will Venable and Donnie Ecker have been given approval to interview with the White Sox.
Yep.
Okay.
And it has felt like Venable is the coach in waiting, manager in waiting.
Absolutely.
He played here for a bit. He got traded here for just a bit with the World Series teams. And he's
teammates with Chris Young, yep. I believe in San Diego when they were teammates.
And I really do like his approach to things, and it might be different than Bochy's, but he's working under and with Bochy, which is amazing.
Right.
Can you kind of walk us through this? Because I don't want to lose that guy necessarily.
Well, I would say this. The Rangers have said you can go interview.
Yeah.
And he can take a managerial job. When you say that, you're like, and I don't think you can, I'm not sure, but I don't think you can withhold a guy if he's a bench coach from becoming a manager of another team.
It feels like that would not be fair.
It feels like I know in other sports like football, and I'm assuming it might be the same in baseball, we don't want you to leave if you're under contract or can't leave to go be a bench coach for another team or a third base coach for another team.
For a lateral move, yeah.
Right. So I would say, if Will's taking these interviews, then that would mean he's serious about becoming the manager of whatever team that interviews him. Because I was thinking about this off the air. We were talking about this. You don't want to, if you're Will Venable or Donnie Ecker, you don't want to take these interviews and go, well, I just want to take these interviews and get practice, but I know I'm staying with the Rangers. Because what if you do great in the interview and they offer you the job and you say, well, I don't want the job.
Yeah.
That's not good for your future, because now another team hears that, they liked Will. They offered Will, and then he said no because supposedly he's going to be the Rangers' next manager. So then if you have to fire your manager next year, you're like, Will's not even on our – if somebody brings up his name, no, he's already turned down the White Sox or Marlins job. He's already turned that down. Why would he take our job? He's just going to use us to maybe do an interview or use something more about our organization, what we like or dislike, what we're trying to accomplish or not trying to accomplish. And I know this sounds weird. This is too far what I'm saying here, but use it against us.
Right, yeah.
In a trade situation or in a game situation, he knows what we are trying to accomplish as a generic type of deal. So I think if he's taking these interviews, then he would be possibly serious about leaving the Rangers and becoming the manager of another team. I do think he is the manager in waiting, but you never know.
Right. No, you're right.
You never know what could happen throughout a season or a two. You say, oh, well, John Hart's leaving. And I want Grady Little? Right, he was here when I was here, and he was supposedly the next general manager, but then things changed.
John Daniels swoops in.
Right, they won a lot of games in 2004. I was part of it for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden, John Hart wanted to stay, and the ownership wanted him to stay. At the time, Hicks was the owner. And then all of a sudden, Grady Little's like, what the crap? I left this situation for that situation. So then he left the Rangers going, well, you guys kind of, in a way, felt like you promised me the general manager's job, and now you guys aren't going to do that. And then they did go with John Daniels a couple years later.
Now, Kevin, Alec has tweeted it out. We are the show that kills producers. He tweeted it out earlier, so he's submitting his job for the WWE to be a writer slash producer there.
I'm totally doing it, by the way.
But almost every one of the people that have left, there's only one that we have a different opinion about, but almost all of them, we've been supportive.
Yeah.
And we've been like, hey, man, whatever we can do to help. Reggie, you know, same thing. We send him down to Houston. Sorry about that. But I would assume Bochy would not be holding this against him. Like, he'd be like, no, man, I want you to succeed. My question, though, is, Mike, if who would he replace? Bobby Wilson seems to be Bochy's best friend. Right. You know, it seems like they former catchers, they're tight. Would Bobby Wilson be a good candidate for something like that?
For the next manager?
What is
if you lose Will, is that what you're saying?
No, the bench coach. That role.
If you lost.
Yeah, what is
lost,
that role? Like, you got to love that guy, right?
Okay, you are a helper to the manager. That's the best way I can describe it is you're obviously the manager if the guy gets thrown out, too, most likely. Sometimes other teams could do it maybe a different way, but the majority of teams is if the manager gets thrown out, the bench coach then becomes the manager because he's kind of the helper to the manager. So you might be helping him out a little bit, as in there's a lot, as slow as maybe baseball feels like to you, you might just help him out and go, hey, just a reminder, in the seventh inning, they have this left-hander that, you know, they like bringing in. Do you want me to kind of go tell, I'm trying to use an example, a right-handed hitter off the bench for the Rangers. Do you want me to go tell Ezekiel Duran, hey, be prepared. An inning from now, they might be bringing in this guy. This is what they like doing, and you're going to be the pinch hitter. So you're just reminding Boach, do you want to use Zeke in the seventh inning if they bring in that guy so we can kind of mentally prepare Zeke an inning from now that he's going to be hitting? You know, he should be.
Yeah.
Zeke should be ready at any point, any moment, anything can happen. But you also want to make sure that you're kind of preparing them. And so in case somebody forgets something, and the manager can forget. It doesn't mean you're a bad manager. There's just a lot going on in your head. You might be trying to manage the bullpen, your own bullpen in your head right now. And so he's just an extra thought guy for you to have. Or, hey, let's do this right now. You don't want to be too demand. It's a very, you have to have a great relationship with the manager.
Like Silvio with Tony Soprano, right? You just kind of have to be, wait
topical.
For him to need a suggestion and you give him a good suggestion.
You don't want to tell him what to do, but you want to give him strong suggestions or just a reminder.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
That makes sense.
I really appreciate that.
And also they pick up the phone and say, do we need to replay this or not?
Yeah, that's good. That's part of the job. Now, basketball season's on the way.
That's true.
I feel like this audio might frustrate some people.
Oh,
this is Andre Drummond on the Run Your Race podcast with Theo Pinson. Talking about his rebound crowns.
So I was like, you know what? I asked one of my boys, I said, yo, who's leading the NBA in rebounding right now? So it's Dwight Howard. I think he averaged like 12.3. So I'm like, I'm currently averaging 8.9 as a rookie. I can beat that mother.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. I can beat that. So after I realized how like not sexy rebounding was, I said, that's it. I'm going to be the best rebounder to ever play this game.
Yeah.
So then I set out to do it.
How many years running did you have the crown?
Four.
4 years. Sheesh.
And I almost got it coming off the bench.
Sheesh. That's crazy.
Nah, bro. It was getting sick at a point of time.
No, facts. Like,
it was getting...
Oh, it's coming. It's coming back. Don't worry.
No, I already know it.
It was like the 2020 games, like consistent. I was like,
20. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna call a spade a spade. Were there times you would miss some shots on purpose to get the rebound?
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew it, bro.
Wow,
there you go. He just admits that there were times, Angel. I don't know that Angel Reese is doing it on purpose.
That's true.
She just might not be able to make that shot yet. Okay,
fair.
She's gonna work on that. But Andre Drummond, we always said, dude, that's the perfect addition. He's got size, he rebounds, he can play. Well, and then we were like, well, maybe he isn't a great rim protector, defensive player. But we were looking at the rebound numbers going, man, this could be great. But he admitted that he would oftentimes miss shots so that he could pad his rebound numbers so he could have those stats. You can't trust that. When you're this is why you have to watch the game, right?
How many guys? He can't be the only one.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No way.
You have to watch the game.
I thought you were saying now you have to watch bringing in guys that average like 12 or 13 rebounds a game. That might be some fake numbers there.
That's exactly. If you're thinking about going and getting a guy and you're just looking at numbers and you're like, hey, well, his numbers say he's a great rebounder.
Yeah.
You might need to go watch some of his film to make sure.
Is this why Dwight Howard has called out Angel Reese? That he is thinking she might be doing the same thing that he did.
That is an interesting question.
Drummond did to kind of pad the numbers to be like a 10 rebound a night person.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Maybe that's what's going on. And then Kevin, this one, we haven't gotten to talk enough college football this week, honestly, because there was a lot of chaos that went on. But Travis Hunter wants the Heisman Trophy.
I get it.
He has said Ashton Jeanty has 95 carries for 1,000 yards. If I had 95 catches, how many yards do you think I'd have? And that is his push, as he's saying hypothetical numbers. That's I would have more if I had all the touches that this guy has.
Okay, but you can't compare catches to runs, right?
The
fact that they're even in the same league is crazy in favor of the Boise State running back.
Jeanty?
I haven't been following a lot of college football. I do know.
That's Mike's guy, by the way. Yeah. Mike told us about him first.
Yeah. I looked up the three top running backs before college football started, knowing that the Cowboys were probably going to really struggle at running the football.
Hey, shocker. They
and
have.
That they would probably, in the first three rounds next year, take a running back. Obviously, he was projected to be a second round running back before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys had a vote today, who would you vote as the Heisman Trophy winner?
Jeanty.
Arch Manning. Jeanty. If Arch Manning was...
So is this why Hunter's kind of speaking up, because he knows that he's losing
trailing a little
right
bit
now?
Here?
Yeah, I'm going to actually look that
Somebody
up
did
right
say,
now.
You play every damn snap, though, Travis. Like, that he does. He plays both sides. He plays all the snaps. He needs to point that out, too. Like, that's a huge, huge part of it.
Huh. All right. Well, there's some spots in DraftKings as of a couple days ago. Had Travis Hunter fourth.
Wow.
Ashton Jeanty is leading the way. Then Dylan Gabriel, the Oregon quarterback, and Cam Ward, the Miami quarterback.
I hate seeing Gabriel there because he left OU to go to Oregon. I kind of hate that. But they're on a new trajectory there at OU.
Let's just say they stay on the same trajectory. Would Travis Hunter winning the Heisman be as big a upset as when Charles Woodson, the dual player for Michigan, upset Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I think it would. Like, just, I don't know, just looking at it right now. But then Colorado's shown some flashes of maybe they're better than people thought they would be. Although Boise State is way better than people thought they would be. I think Gabriel has got a chance to fall out of the top of the mix. But then again, I think Milroe, quarterback at Alabama, still has an opportunity to get back in the mix.
Over Ryan Williams, his receiver.
Man, you know what? That's a great point. It feels like they wouldn't give it to him, but he's amazing. And the issue that you run into with Ewers is just that he missed a big chunk of time. But, I mean,
he's on the number one team.
Yeah, and you've got the Georgia game coming up.
This could be. So if he puts up 20, I guess let's go to 30 points, has a great game, Ewers could get himself back into the mix after Saturday night.
Honestly, I think you can make a pretty strong argument for both of those guys, Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback, not only in terms of like draft ratings, but if you want to make your presence known, like, you know, 20-17 ain't going to get it done. But this is if this is like a 38-20 game or something like that, then whoever is the quarterback for the team that won, I do think that they're going to move probably into the top five.
Great stuff, guys. That was Corey Majors in the C block, relying on my co-host to do some awesome work. Good job, guys.
Hey, I'm just going to tell you, the tickets for Hyenas, they're not that expensive.
See, that's what I'm talking
about. I was like, oh.
Maybe you can rent Cheap Thrills and for the family and go see the show at Hyenas.
Are you sure
about that?
Yes.
For about $60, you can get two tickets and get in there, General.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Not bad at all. Yeah, that's not bad at all.